there wouldn't be any need to even be open. We got Luke, he's been playing music for us. But we've only done that twice. And then we have two festivals. We had a spring festival, and we're going to do this the fall festival. And the spring festival was for basically garden. We had University of Missouri Extension agent. I forgot his name now, but he was there giving a talk on fruit trees and berries. And we had master gardeners there talking about gardening. And we had some plants and stuff that for the garden that we sold. And then the fall festival is when we harvest the apples. We press them, make cider. We sell apples, make apple butter. And
we sell apple crisp pies.
So you're not preparing any food on site?
No. Well, other than the apple butter. Everything else is...
We'd have to cater.
We've used... Well, this last time we used Buckingham's in Nixa. And the first time we used a local lady in Branson. Oh, gosh, what was her name?
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not good with names.
Where do you get your wine?
White Mule Winery. They're actually going to take my grapes, and they're going to make we're going to make a private label, probably this year if we get a crop. But in the meantime, we've been selling a few of their bottles. Both. When we have the dinner, we'll sell. I think we sold one glass by the drink, and we sold one bottle at the dinner the other night. But
where's all the meat and stuff come from?
It comes from Swiss Swiss Meat Company, Swiss, Missouri. It's up by Herman. Well, if you like bacon, you ought to try that cinnamon bacon we got. I mean, it's delicious.
But, so you just retail that?
Yeah. Yeah. But see, what you look at this, you think, okay, he's got a retail shop. They didn't take any pictures of the orchard, of the vineyard. Pass these around. That's where all of my time is spent. We're open Fridays and Saturdays, 10 to 6. And I've got over $100,000 invested in this. And just about maybe 1,000 in inventory. Probably not even that much. And the rest of it's in equipment. Trees, land, building, but the crops that we're raising is where all the time and money is spent. But
so, Bob, have you got a sheet that shows everything on there that's in this place?
What I've shown is really from their website.
I'm a city boy, so in just looking at this, I guess the question is, what is agriculture? But it would seem like it would be wholesale. Anything that you're selling or distributing that's resold at a later time. But what you're describing, even though it's only 2 days a week, is retail. So when you're selling those items, are you collecting sales tax?
Yes.
On that and paying? Properly paying the sales tax. So to me, if it's for 5 hours a day or if it's for 40 hours a week. It's a retail environment. It requires a sales certificate, which you probably have, right?
Right.
Which would determine that a special use permit should be required to do that activity. As far as the percentage of it, are you worried that it's going to change what your property tax is?
Yeah, it will. It'll up my property taxes about $500 a year.
From agriculture?
I've already checked that. And that's my main concern.
That's what I wanted to do, the root cause of what you're concerned.
Because at that additional expense, we don't make enough money at it. It's just another nail in the coffin as to why not to do it, you know. To be honest with you, I started out doing this. I was going to have just a little old shack out there, and my wife got involved in it, and we ended up with this. And yeah. I wanted, because I was going to be out there working every day, doing all this stuff, and so I knew I could sell this produce while I'm out there working. Well, she gets involved, and before I know it, I've got $100,000 invested in this. And
you say you don't make no money.
No, we don't.
That's none of my business, but...
Why do it?
These peaches, no. I just bought some peaches, so I know you're making a little money.
We can't get people to come out there.
Tomatoes is high. Grapes is high.
That's why we have the website. That's why we're trying to make it attractive to get these women to come out and buy the stuff.
What's these things for?
Just an attraction.
Look at it.
Yeah. We do... We shear them once a year.
We them.
And we sell the fiber. People just love looking at them things, petting them.
Well, since we're talking, I'm curious what kind of bees you got. Are they little yellow ones or brown ones?
They're kind of brown.
Huh?
They're Italian bees. Yeah.
Get you some of them little yellow ones.
those little what do you call those things?
I can't think of the name. I had some of them, but anyway.
I know when we
they're working little dudes.
But the reason we've got that stuff in there is to, like I said, is to promote
about bees. Yeah.
Is to promote the produce that we're raising.
But are you promoting the produce because you want to sell it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean that. That's what you do as a farmer. You have to sell the stuff.
But retail, not wholesale.
Well, some of it he's retail or wholesale on his grapes.
You're alpaca,
yeah. Right.
Wool, you're wholesale, and I said.
No, it's retail.
Oh, is it retail?
Yeah. We sell some of it through eBay.
Oh, okay.
We've sold some in Montana, some in Massachusetts. We got a couple of little girls here locally that come out and buy some. They've got a spinning wheel and make their stuff, their threads and yarns. But a farmer he's either got to go to a market somewhere and sell it, or he's got to sell it at the farm. But he's in the business of selling his product, whatever it is, whether it's beef cattle, whether it's apples, or whether it's honey. He's got to figure out a way to market it. And this is the way we wanted to market it, because we wanted to create an environment out there where people could come out, look at a farm, and get a taste of farm life, and just kind of enjoy the scenery and
well, I want to tell you personally, I think what you're doing is a good thing, because we need fruit trees of all kinds, grapes.
Well, see, I do classes with FFA groups and different school groups about the honeybees and the relation between the honeybees and like apples and peaches and just all kinds of products that we eat depend on the honeybee. And so we do classes on that.
When you did the research on your tax situation, were you looking at the whole piece of property?
I guess that's what he was looking at. I just talked to Chuck over there.
Yeah. Bob, wouldn't it be possible to give him a retail situation just where the building is, so that the
tax,
the commercial application would only be on his retail area?
I mean, the tax portion of it's completely up to the assessor's office, but I mean, I know permits have been issued in the past with the understanding that, you know, just a portion's being utilized for retail.
You'd have to just survey off your building, and then we can get you a license for just that. And that's the only thing that would be commercial. And he said he's a city boy, and I'm a dyed in the wool redneck, but man, you're selling wine, you're retailing. You know, I don't want to get the camel's nose under the tent flap. It would be good if we could get you squared away with some kind of commercial application, just on the retail building, maybe.
Well, even the building is, like I said, I've got a honey extracting room in there, and we've got the kitchen that we use for, you know, cleaning up, making the honey and making the apple butters. Main thing we use it for.
That's where you probably pick your peaches and put them out there for sale.
Mm-hmm. Well, the apples you have to.
Can I ask you a question? Does the Pumpkin Patch people have a permit out there? Are they permitted?
On the F Highway.
McKenna Farms out here on.
F Highway.
F Highway.
That's all we had in McKenna's place?
Yeah.
I don't remember it ever coming through.
They're retailing every day. Yeah.
Well,
are they permitted?
Probably somebody hadn't complained.
That's what started this. I'm
yeah.
just curious because this is a whole lot like.
Do we yes, have
sir. A resource from a legal perspective that we can ask the county attorney what constitutes agricultural?
I definitely could.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to see this gentleman being over.
Oh, I understand. I do too.
Than somebody right up the road here has been doing
for
several years.
Everything he's doing out there is right down a lot of our alley. You know, we growed up around all this. You know, anybody's on a farm, we've growed up on it.
But he's talking 90%, and the other people's talking the 10%.
Yeah,
That's what it is. And we fully understand the problem, but...
I'm not against you, but we're just trying to get this figured out.
We're not the supreme authority on all this. We have a code to follow.
Right. Well, and we really had two other applications just right in the same vicinity where they were essentially selling wine, and we required a Division III permit in each instance, just specifically for the wine sales, so...
Do you have a liquor license?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
To me, I like your thought process on the thing is just to come in and just with that building and not put his other 18, 20 acres, whatever he's got. I understand your problem. Well, I'm not unsympathetic to it. But,
I'm a
big you know, we're...
It's your place, you'll be able to do what you want, but...
We've got to go by the code.
Right.
Yeah, you're retailing. And I'll tell you something else too. If you know, we're going to have to figure out a way to get you legal. But would he need to just go talk to Chuck and see if he can survey that out? Because I mean, we can issue him a permit for just the building. That's the only thing that would be commercial.
I mean, I've seen other examples of Division III permits where a permit was issued specifically for the building.
Well, one of us can talk to Chuck. What the situation is, and then we can work out maybe an amicable deal when he comes back to public hearing.
I agree.
I was going to ask you the Division III permit that was required for that you were referring to a while ago. Wouldn't they have already had a Division III?
They did, but it. Really, our regulations look at a new Division III anytime there's a change of use, and it was decided that in a couple different instances, just really close to you, in one instance, it was a situation where they started selling wine. In the other instance, they started selling liquor by the drink and food, and so it was felt that both of those were a change of use.